Welcome to the Mar Labs podcast series. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with Sushil Langstrom, Director of User Experience at Mar Labs. Sushil, how are you?
Good.
Sushil, how important has user experience, or UX, become in branding, products, and websites?
I think UX is now becoming important for everybody. I know this is not a new subject. This has been there for a long time. People are getting more aware of this, what these UX in terms of terminologies or the methodologies. So now it becomes a very important matter in terms of branding, products, and websites. This is a very huge subject. I would like to focus a little bit on the side of digital UX, because when you say about digital UX, I can refer to all these websites, intranets, applications, softwares, and all the other digital products that we see in the markets. So it'll make more sense to really discuss more about the user experience. Let me come to the branding point. The success of a business or a company, so to speak, any organizations as such, the branding takes a very important part in that. It is also very important to understand about how branding positions in the market. In simple terms, creating a positive, good experience for the users, customers, in turn creates a lasting relationship with their brands. But a non-user-friendly experience can actually drive users to reject your brand as well. So we have to see how you can enforce your brand and what kind of messages that you are giving out through your brandings. And that's why I consider branding is one of the most important elements of business or any kind of production services that you're offering. So UX can basically help you understand how you position yourself in the market.
Are organizations aware of UX today?
Yes, I think in the large majority of the people, I think UX is now becoming more, but there's a lot of things they have to understand about the UX. But I do believe that many people have started getting aware of this UX in these current trends. One thing I would like to basically mention over here is many organizations on the flip side, still they are having so many questions about the UX and what is it UX? What is this UX? What does it have to do with my company and my business in my products and services that I'm offering? And why there is a big buzz coming out of this UX and the entirety of this market as a whole? So it is very important to really create this awareness to the people and to the organizations, the right definitions of what is UX and what UX can play the role in their businesses. If you have any other questions based on this, yes, of course, let me know. But in general, yes, the awareness is now getting more and more day by day. And I should say the current trends is moving towards this UX.
Is there any confusion between designers and user experience experts?
Yes, it's a very good question, Henrik. When you talk about design, what comes to your mind, first of all? It's about anything about design. But that necessarily doesn't mean UX. So in the context of all these user experience that I referred at the beginning, let's take an example of this UI design, which commonly people know about user interface design, right? Mm-hmm. That comes to softwares, that comes to websites, and any kind of these services that you are providing it. Who can design this user interface? And the first thing that comes to your mind is UI designer. But the question is, are all these UI designers UX experts or specialists? Is UI or UX? You know, that's the confusion. Mm-hmm. What most people have. So in a good majority of cases, the UX designer does in fact design the interface. However, UX is not UI. So let me come up with this analogy about the UX and the UI to give you a better perspective about how people see this UI and the UX. You see, UX involves so many things about field research, face-to-face interviewing, creations of user testing, product design, creating personas, usability, all these visual design, taxonomy, blah, blah, blah. And many of them are there. These are some of the components of the UX design. But then when a person talks about UX, commonly what people see is only interface design and visual design. These are the predominant component that people see from a designer. So this is, in fact, to be corrected. Because if people are informed and if they're knowledgeable about UX, mm-hmm. then they should basically also understand all the components of this UX and bring into the design, then only you can call a UX designer. Otherwise, you are just simple designer or a graphic designer.
So, Sushil, what value does Mar Labs UX practice provide to its clients?
Over the past few years, UX has become a very good subject for MarLabs. Because, you know, MarLabs look for the future. We are forward-thinking people. And we have a team that work together to really provide the best services in the industry. And we picked up, I believe, in the right time about where to focus and the needs of the people at this point. The voices that we heard is all about the help that they need. So we step into this and we have a very serious practice in our organization. With this, I believe that we can provide a better service. And of course, keeping in perspective in our mind that human relationship is more important than anything else, that is the MarLabs practice. Because eventually, it comes down to one thing, which is the human factor, which is the human relationship. Whatever that you do, whether it is a business or whether it is any kind of service, it's all about people. So understanding the human relationship and keeping them in perspective, I think, is one of the key things that MarLabs is putting in. More than anything else, what we love to do is passion that we have in helping people to achieve their goals. The value that we can add to our customers or users, so to speak, is because we are a focus-driven, research-based company. We are international. We have all the expertise, and we are well-connected. With all these elements in place, we can provide very good services for the people so that many companies can benefit from our UX services to increase their conversion rate both online and offline.
Great. Well, thanks, Sushil.
Thank you very much, Henrik.
For more information, visit marlabs.com/UX. Thanks again.